coming up on TMS PM. I only found out the one thing.
We have a quiz.
App time and your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS. This is the PMM, PMM. The PM edition of the show.
Four words in. Well done.
You think I'm all medicated, but I'm not, actually. Part of what I want to talk about today is how I'm not medicated, and it's because nothing freaking works for me. It's all bullcrap. None of it. Like, the stuff is working for you, doesn't work for me. It just doesn't.
You know what? It's probably a combination of, man, what a day to not have Dan.
Oh, I know, right?
The tabletop pharmacist on.
Yeah, he could come on here and tell us all sorts of stuff that we don't know. Like, oh, don't buy that. Make sure you're picking up the Kroger brand butt pickle or whatever it's called. That'll clear your sinuses.
That always works, the Kroger brand butt pickle. Wow. Mm. And you could enter that one, and then there's really no point in entering any other show titles.
No, because that's pretty much
Kroger brand butt pickle is the only show title.
I feel like that's
anybody's gonna vote on.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's too bad though, because I've tried all the stuff you were talking about using. Didn't work for me. Yeah. Things that work for my wife don't work for me. Things that work for my kids don't work for me. I found one thing that does anything, and it's Mucinex, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mucinex is pretty consistent with me too.
Clears my head out, which is good. You need that.
The Alka-Seltzer cold medicine sometimes works. It worked for me on this one, but doesn't always work. Yeah. And it really, like Sudafed sometimes works, sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah, the Sudafed works, except it really spazzes me out. It hypers me up real bad.
Yeah.
And if I do it anywhere near evening, I'm screwed for the whole night. So my goal tonight is Mucinex. Took it this morning, took it again a little bit ago. Kind of clear out the old tunnels, you know, get all the tunnels cleared out like you do. And then maybe a night's sleep will happen. That'd be great.
And you're one of those people who's completely afraid of doing like a neti pot because of the brain eating.
No, I've done it before. I did it back in the day before that became a thing, or before people started talking about it. Yeah. Once that started to be a thing, though, I kind of went, oh, yeah, I don't really trust the water either. Yeah. So I stopped doing it, but I do use, so we talked about these nasal sprays the other day. The stuff I use is called X-Clear, and it's just saline, and I hork a lot of this, a lot.
Yeah.
And it helps, too. I have to admit
that helps a lot. Now, with the neti pot, just pick up one of those gallon jugs of distilled water at the store and use that, because that won't have any brain-eating amoeba.
Yeah, that's good to use. And then I can make that face the lady makes in the commercial that we like so much. Or she just
goes, just the front of the box. Just that.
Yeah.
I am completely unaffected by the water going through my brain.
It's like the death stare of this lady that is really attractive.
It really is.
And if you've ever seen her actually doing it, like in the commercial, it's even creepier because the water
does she make that same face?
Yeah, she goes,
I guess,
like
they don't want to give people, they can't go one way or the other, right? They can't go like, oh my God, this is the weirdest thing ever. Because it would turn people off from doing it. But they probably can't go the other direction, which is have somebody go, yay, I'm circulating water. Mm-hmm. I'm irrigating the parts of my head that usually don't get irrigated.
Yeah, we're not supposed to let stuff in there so much. But here it is. I've got the video. I'm going to show the chat. Yeah, this is a neti pot demo. I don't know if this is
water.
Here we go.
Add a heaping quarter teaspoon of finely ground, non-iodized, or neti pot salt. Using the correct amount of salt prevents any discomfort.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Next, lean over the sink and tilt your head. Gently place the spout into the upper nostril.
Oh, this lady.
Keeping your mouth open, raise the handle of the neti pot so the solution enters the upper nostril and flows out through the lower nostril.
It's her inability to make a face while she's doing that.
It really is, yeah. I mean... Poker face.
Yeah.
Poker face.
Yeah, she's the Lady Gaga of our time. If there wasn't an actual Lady Gaga, she'd be it.
Yeah, totally.
So, anyway, I'm fine, though. It's fine. I'm just sick. Yeah. I haven't slept well, and everything's lame, and whatever. And I'll be over. Sure. You know, I'm already starting to feel like maybe it's passing, so give me till this weekend, and I'll be a new man come next week.
Good, good. Yeah. We just have to get through episode 400 of Film Sack tomorrow.
Oh shit, that's yeah. I got that. Oh, I gotta watch that. I gotta watch that movie.
Oh, you haven't watched it
not
yet?
Not yet. I mean, I've seen it a million times, but I haven't watched it for this time. So
Yeah, I'll talk about it more on Film Sack, but the one that's on Netflix is not the special edition, which I was really surprised. I would think that the only version they'd ever release anymore is the special edition.
So what's the difference between the theatrical and the special? What they
add to it? You get 10 minutes at the end of Richard Dreyfuss walking through the alien spaceship and looking at stuff, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Do you think that adds?
There might be more. There might be more than that, but
do you think that adds something to it? Like, does that?
Let me tell you about my son Cole.
Oh my gosh!
I love my son Cole.
I can picture him doing a neti pot at his old, at an older age. Can you see that? I can see that. I can see.
Oh, totally good. Yeah,
just doing this. You know the old theory. We'll talk about it on the show tomorrow. But the theory that maybe we talked about when we did E.T. But the Peter Coyote character has always got the keys in E.T.
Yeah, right.
There's a theory, I don't know if Spielberg ever confirmed it, but that's the kid from Close Encounters. Like, that's him as an adult.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Barry.
chasing down, like, you know, stuff. I don't know if that ever got confirmed, but I remember as a kid, everybody said, oh, have you seen E.T.? The guy with the keys, that's the kid from
Close Encounters. That's really funny. I mean, it's not, they came out like 4 years apart, and it's not like one of them takes place in the past.
Is it really only that far apart, 4 years apart?
Yeah, 77 to 81. Oh, E.T. was 81, wasn't
that's
it, or 82?
That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't realize they were that close. You know, it's probably total, like, urban legend, and it's not true at all. But there was something about that I liked. Like, the kid saw some stuff when he was a kid, and now he's an adult, and he's...
Like that, too, yeah.
He's all Mulder about it, you know? He's got to go find the truth. He knows they're out there. He's just got to find more aliens. And he always seemed so trusting in what Elliot had to say.
Yeah, totally. No, I think that would be a great combo. I mean, why not say that the French guy from Close Encounters is Keyes?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Anytime.
Didn't Keyes turn out to, but Keyes, oh, I see what you're saying, but Keyes is Peter Coyote.
That is Peter Coyote, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd need somebody else to be Keyes because
because
the other guy's French.
Because otherwise, why point out Keyes so much? You know what I mean? Like, they really point him out in E.T. It's like, oh, here's the side of some guy's pants with keys on it. Here it is again, and you can hear it coming.
Well, no, because when you're not showing the top half or somebody's face in a movie, you've got to figure out some way of making the audience know that, hey, this is the same character you saw earlier in the film. It's like, otherwise it's like, oh, another generic G-Man. Okay, all right. Here's another generic G-Man. No, this is the same guy, and he's been kind of tracing the steps to get to E.T. And then when you get his face, it's like, all right, now he's humanized. And now we like him because he's not this.
Right. Well, at first we were supposed to think of him as, oh, who is this mysterious guy that's chasing him
down?
He's
coming after E.T. Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. You've cleared it all up. We're good now.
Okay, good. That was my whole job.
You're the Mucinex of TMS today. Well done.
Oh, good. Excellent. I've cleared things up so you can now breathe.
That's right.
And phone home.
Terrific. So, yeah, breathe and phone home, which both things are important. Now, we're going to do a quiz. Do you want to do a fun quiz?
Well, of course.
Okay. We haven't done this in a while. It's just something I try to do once in a while because Brian's always quizzing us. It's like if it's not Battle Royale or it's something at a live event or something, Brian's always quizzing everybody and himself going to quizzes all the time. Like, he's a quiz man.
And it's a chance to put the shoe on the other foot and show how little Brian knows about everything. Although I feel like we do plenty of that during the regular TMS.
This is all true. So we're going to play a little tune.
Cardioid artery, cartery. Cardiotority artery.
What is this?
Well, it's not Cardi B artery.
No, for some reason, this isn't playing. That's your new theme.
That's cool. I like it. All right.
I just use it for whatever. But I'm going to use it today for a quiz. Now, Brian has been commanded not to look at this link because if he did, it might give something away. But
I was commanded with capital letters even.
This is true. Now, we've just lost Stan Lee. I don't mean that he's not lost and we should go find him.
No,
I mean,
I don't think we're not going to find him either.
No.
He's lost.
As far as I know, yeah.
I know you don't watch. You do watch The Good Place.
I love The Good Place. It's great.
This most recent episode, the opening montage, like before the credits, before the opening music and everything, is one of the greatest subtle tributes to season 2, episode 1 of Lost ever.
Really?
Yes.
It might be the only. I don't know anyone who's done that tribute.
Might be the only, actually. But, yeah. Oh, my God, it's so good. And I was watching, and I said, oh, my God, Tina, they're totally doing it.
Okay, anyway. I'm in. I don't watch it episode to episode, so I'm not caught up like you are. But,
When you binge and you see... Mm-hmm. Because you remember season 2, episode 1, the opening of Lost, right?
Yes, I do remember that.
It's the whole like introduction of
what's his name
of Desmond, around. And he's in the hatch, and he's listening to a Mama Cass album, and he's getting his breakfast ready, and
it looks like all 70s stuff in there.
Yep, exactly.
And at some point, he opens the door, and Mr. Krabs is there, or what's his name?
That's exactly.
Tronk. What's his name from? I can't think of his name. Clancy Brown.
No, it's Clancy Brown. Yeah. Right, exactly.
That's who it is.
Well done. All right. Anyway.
Anyway.
Sorry. Back to this quiz.
I remember season 2 very well.
That's when
Lost was everything I thought.
Firing
about.
On all cylinders.
Yep. All I thought about all week was watching that damn thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, Brian, your quiz is as follows. Since in the wake of the loss of Stan Lee, we want to see how many Marvel movies or TV series that you can name that have Stan Lee cameos in them. Now,
All right.
We've had similar hints about this lately with some other discussions we've had. So you may be all set to do this.
It might be, but I was actually going to look this up next week because I was planning on doing a Babel Royale for you and Brian. So,
Here I am ruining content.
Good thing you're doing this now.
Yeah. So ruin the content ahead of time so that Brian doesn't have to worry about it later. No.
I get to play. This is great.
So you have a possible score of 42. Now, how it scores this, I don't know. I don't think it's a point per appearance.
Okay.
I'm not actually sure how that works, but you have 7 minutes, 7 Earth minutes, to tell me all the ones that you know. Okay, that's how this quiz works.
Questions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell me the movie and I have to name what his cameo was? Do I just have to describe his cameo?
Nope, you just
and
have
say the movie?
You have 7 minutes where you have to say... We'll throw one out. Like if it's Spider-Man 1, you have to say Spider-Man 1.
Okay.
And then if you get it, then and I'm putting these in as you say them. And you've got 7 minutes.
So I gotta say the movie and the appearance. Okay.
Well, holy I don't know cow. How much of the appearance you have to say. You just have to say name the TV show or movie that he made an appearance in.
Oh, good Lord. All right, well, this all of a sudden becomes easy. I'd much rather name the appearance, but all right, okay. Yeah. Let's
it's just the way this quiz works. It's kind of lame. It's one of these Sporkle ones, which means you have to, it's all programmed in here.
All right.
So. Well,
this just got easier.
Well, let's see how you do. I'm going to hit play in 3 seconds, so I'll count it down, okay? So here we go. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
2.
Hold on. Next, Spider-Man 2. Okay, got it.
Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3.
Let's go Hulk.
Let's go. Oh, wait.
He appeared in both the Banna and the Norton Hulk.
Drank
the crappy juice in the Norton Hulk and then was with Lou Ferrigno in the first Hulk.
Correct. All right.
Captain America, the first Avenger.
Captain America. Well, this is weird how it makes you do it. Okay, next one.
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier.
Captain America, Civil War.
War. Okay. Right. Good so far.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. So really, this is just name every Marvel movie, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's no Marvel movie. I don't think there's a Marvel movie where he doesn't make an appearance. So this feels like I should have to do
the appearance.
I'd much rather do the appearance.
Because well,
that's what I would have made you guys do.
It's just not tracking it. This thing is like saying, it's just saying names.
All right,
keep going. You got 4 minutes.
Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 2. Hold on.
All right.
Iron Man 3. Okay.
Thor.
It really is
Thor
just
the Dark World.
Thor the Dark World. Okay.
Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok. Okay.
The Avengers.
Avengers. Okay.
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron. It's letting me do partials. This is good.
Oh, that's good. Avengers Infinity War.
Part 1. Okay.
I think I'm forgetting. I'll come back to that. All right, you got your Hulk, Captain America, Thor, Spider-Man, Homecoming. Since we did all the other. Oh, he also was in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing.
As a librarian, I think.
Got it. Oh, he's a neighbor with a hose. I don't know why
two?
It shows that.
What's that?
It says he's just an old guy with a hose in that one, but I don't know.
Oh.
Amazing
no, he's
Spider.
An old guy in a hose in the, so I'll come back to the X-Men movies, but Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay, got it.
All right, so in X-Men, he's a hot dog vendor on the beach.
This shows him, oh, this is 08. Okay, yeah, no, you're probably right on. Okay, so we got X-Men 2,
X-Men 2.
X-Men 2. Was that all it was called?
It was called X2, but X-Men 2.
X2, let me type that in. Okay, got it.
Last Stand.
Last Stand.
That's the one where he's old man with a hose, right? Because that's the one where you get the prequel or the pre-bit with Jean Grey, where they come to find her. And
right, that's my memory.
Yeah. X-Men Apocalypse, he's in. I don't think, you know what? I don't think he's in X-Men First Class or Days of Future Past.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
He is.
I'll put him in just to see.
Yeah, let's see. X-Men First Class.
Class. Okay. What's that one that no one liked?
That was at The Last Stand. X-Men The Last Stand.
The Last Stand.
Oh, or The Last Stand.
That was so bad.
It was so bad. It's like, all right, you've got the opportunity to do the greatest X-Men story of all time, Dark Phoenix. Yeah. What are you going to do? Let's screw it up.
Yeah, screw the whole thing up.
All right, let's go to Big Hero 6. Reservation here.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was just a painting, but he was in it.
No,
you're right.
In.
You're right. Yeah. He was a character. He's the guy's dad, right?
He was the dad of, what's his face?
The nerd.
The Trial of the Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible. This has a lot to do with how fast I type.
Yeah.
Hulk. Okay, got it.
He's a dude walking around with two women in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, he was on the TV thing? I didn't know that.
He was on the TV thing. So was Robin, it was basically Maria Hill from the movies and Nick Fury.
Nick Fury, right.
He doesn't appear in any of the Netflix stuff, to my knowledge. Oh, no, I take that back. Did he make a cameo in The Defenders? No, he was just in the trailer for The Defenders.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll put it in.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, doesn't say. It doesn't say.
Okay. What else? Was he in Wolverine, X-Men First Class, or X-Men Origins Wolverine? I don't think he was. Let's put it, X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Origins.
Then The Wolverine.
The Wolverine. Oh, and time's up.
Okay. No, I never got to Logan. Was he in Logan? Maybe not.
Here's how many you did. You ready?
Yes.
You got a...
Oh, I forgot Black Panther. Damn it.
No, this doesn't.
This is the casino.
This thing doesn't tell me which ones you got right. It just says your percentage.
This is like the worst.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the strip club in Deadpool.
Yeah, you got an 80%. You got 80%, by the way. 80.
Yeah.
So
really, you know what slowed me down, Scott?
This terrible quiz, this awful quiz.
Your typing slowed me down.
I didn't realize how dumb that was going to be because I'd have to type everything. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, it's like, but much would have rather done the other way around, where like you tell me the movie and I tell you the
quiz. You know what? This quiz is for people who are shut-ins who are just all by themselves. Seriously. It's for some guy. It's for some guy sitting on his own going type, click, and he's not. It's not like why even have the timer? I'm annoyed.
Oh, and it's Sporkle. I like Sporkle. That's just a crappy Sporkle. Well, this one was done by Johnny Taken.
Yeah, Johnny Taken. Johnny's
taking a quiz while he's on the can.
Taking too much crack through his nose.
Oh, here we go. Let's make my little sound here.
Sidian. Here we go. Sidian says this happens literally every time I try to do a quiz for Brian. He's not entirely wrong. Like, I have a hard time finding them good. What I need to do is do like you do and have them all written down.
Yeah.
But you've had your faux pas. Not like I do, but you've had
I've
yours.
Had my faux pas. I've had plenty of faux pas. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nertacular. I had a couple of them. Most of those were,
totally.
Pushed by jury. Like, there was no real faux pas with jury, but jury would make one.
Would make a faux pas because he'd introduce some loophole that no human would ever think of just to throw things off.
Yeah, for example.
And then he'd get Veronica all riled up.
Oh, yeah, which is not hard to do, by the way. She's the most competitive person I know. But then, like, the time that you had Letterman questions for Jenny's husband, who apparently worked for Letterman, but you didn't know that.
Yes, right. I had no idea until... until he's up there. And and you know what, though? Mike didn't even do as well as he could have done. You know, Mike, it was not a runaway battle that time around.
No, but Jerry made it sound like it was.
He totally made it. And I carefully staged that, leaving the Funko Pops in my room just so I could make sure that Jerry started a Bohemian Rhapsody sing-along.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I still have that Slash one that you gave me right over here.
You better.
He's looking at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of, one of my favorite things I ever got from a Nerdtacular.
Because I've defiled it. You can't sell it on eBay now.
That's right. That's been up your bumhole, that guy right there.
Well, plus I signed it, but I guess. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
If you want to call it. A spade a spade, sure.
Okay. I've said the loud thing quiet and the quiet thing loud. Whoops.
That's right, exactly.
All right. Well, that was a dumb quiz, but we had fun anyway, and that's really what matters. How about this now? How about one of these? Getting my phone ready, though. Hold on a second.
Nip slappy.
All right, so we talk about apps we're into. Sometimes they're games. Sometimes they're things that are helping us organize ourselves or, you know, various...
lives. Sure.
Yeah, various versions of that sort of thing will happen here on the show. And today's no different. All right, I'm going to start because I needed a thing that wasn't too intense visually and wasn't too much of a brain fart for me to handle while I'm trying to get rest and not do too much and get over this stupid cold. Okay.
Okay.
So I was on the hunt for something that would be a distraction, but not too much of a distraction. Cause you know what I mean? Like if it's too focusy or whatever, too intense, you're just going to be sicker.
Right. You're going to try to dream. You're going to try sleep, but you're going to dream of that app, that game that you're playing.
Yes. That's basically it. Okay. So I got in the mood for poker. I wanted to play poker.
All right. Cool.
Partly cause my cards are all coming in. Although there was a huge delay, by the way. We'll probably put this on the Kickstarter tonight, but bunch of stuff shipping from the Jersey area got held up in that horrible storm they had.
The snows in the Northeast. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It was really bad. So we found out today that a couple of trucks got stalled. So we're waiting to find out when they'll get here. But anyway, I got in the mood for some poker. Been thinking about poker a lot. Been getting these cards ready to ship and the chips and everything. And I knew there were like a billion and a half poker apps for phones. I knew there was trillions of them. And so I was just trying to find one that wasn't, I don't like the pressure of the ones where it's real people, real time. I don't like those.
You don't want like poker, like live competition poker.
No, because there's a timer and I don't like timers. In real poker competitions, are there timers? There's probably some form of timer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
At the World Series of Poker.
I use the World Series of Poker app, and there's absolutely a timer, and it's fairly generous. I mean, you've got time to really give it some thought, but you can't just like win by saying I'm just gonna sit here, fold my arms, and let's see how many people drop out of this ante because I'm taking too long.
Right. But in my head, I'm thinking I want something that's just less dependent on that. I don't want to be thinking about other people rage quitting or any of that kind of crap.
Sure.
I just want to play some dumb AI bots who are good at poker, but that's it. That's all they have to be is good at poker. And that's it. Turns out not a hard thing to do. It's not like a crazy algorithm. You just, you know, a computer can be good at poker and so can you, and you can have a little competition and there's some luck involved and all of that. So I did some looking around trying to find more of an AI kind of thing, and I ended up settling on something called Poker World. And there's two things I like about it a lot. There is a multiplayer component, but it's more of a call out my friend and have a one-on-one match kind of thing.
Oh,
and cool. Less like five people around a table that are all, you know, naked watching Barnaby Jones reruns and playing poker at the same time.
Right. Oh, I know. Boy, those apps are a dime a dozen.
They
right?
really are. Boy. You can't. There's nothing you can do to stop those. The second thing I was looking for is I like a little flourish. I like some, you know, I don't want just basic poker. I want it to feel good, sound good. When you win, I want it to be loud and obnoxious. I want the cards to look cool while they're being dealt, that kind of stuff. Just a good, nice graphical treatment.
Sure.
And I ended up sticking with it, and I really like it. It's called Poker World.
Poker World.
And of all the and it's free to play, and it's got all the hooch in there. Where if you want to buy tickets for a one-on-one championship, blah blah blah, you can buy more. Yeah. I mean, it's got stuff like that.
So it actually does have the option of doing a five people sitting around the table.
It's got a bunch of stuff.
Watching Barnaby Jones.
Yeah, different ways to play, but it has this campaign, basically. where I can go to all these cities. There's a buy-in amount. It's $1,500 to play in Dallas. Or if you want the Vegas stakes, it's like $3,000 and you pay in, and then you play Texas Hold'em for as long as you can. And you, if you win, you get not only the pot, but you get a big reward at the end of it, plus a gold something. I forget. But you get all these different rewards. So they've kind of gamified like what you get if you win. And even if you get second place, it was still worth playing. And you go to the next town and do the same thing. And it's all these cities in America that you go around on this big globe. And sure. Those are all AI matches. And that's what I was looking for. I just wanted a nice non, and there's no timer. So I can just kind of like take my time, pause it, go take a pee, come back, do it more, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just great for like chilling out and not thinking about too much and playing a simple game of poker, which sometimes I think you need in this world. So poker, I like it. Poker World, cool. It's called. And
to clarify for anybody who's wondering, it's Texas Hold'em. So it's not like draw poker or anything else. It's Texas Hold'em
across the board. Yeah, which is as far as I'm concerned, that's the way to play poker now. I know there's other forms, but we've kind of ruined them. With Texas Hold'em has made everything else seem subservient to itself. Like it's the lord of all it surveys.
Well, so, it is. It has become the baseline by which all other poker games are measured. But I mean, if you're some dude who's got a poker table in his basement and some friends coming over, then usually you come up with all these other bizarre games, night baseball, no peak, seven card stud, you know, there's all.
Yeah. There's other stuff. Like somebody taught me the other night. Was it Tennessee? It's like Tennessee
There's Omaha.
Omaha.
There is Omaha.
Yeah, there is.
And it's like Texas Hold'em, but you have four cards and you have to use two of them and only two.
Right.
In the center.
It may have been the one I played, but there's some other game. I forget. My friend taught me and it was fun too, but I just feel like I always come back to Texas Hold'em. It's like the standard game. And it's good. It's really good. Now, some of you are like, Scott, you can just fire up Red Dead Redemption 2 and play poker.
Oh, really? You can play? Oh, that's
perfect. Yeah. They have full blown, just sit around a table and play poker in those games.
Yeah.
Which is great. And you have more of the milieu of like, I'm in a bar or I'm in a saloon and these two other cowboys are kind of cranky because I keep winning. And, you know, you have all of that other stuff. But that would take me getting in front of a TV and getting my, you know, controller and is it not charged all the way? I got to plug it in. I'm too sick for any of that. I'm not doing that.
Sure.
So anyway. Is it Tennessee Stick'em? No, someone just wrote that for a title. It's not Tennessee Stick'em. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. There might be a game with Tennessee in it. It could be one of these bastardized versions of another game. But
totally. And I was reminded, I went back through my purchase history to look for poker games that I've purchased over time.
Yeah.
And my favorites, a lot of my favorites from back in the day, I do like a good poker game, are gone. Either they don't make it anymore, stop being supported, whatever. And the one I saw that made me super sad was, let's see, do I dare do this?
The Telltale?
No, it wasn't. That one was good too, though. The
that
Poker
one
Night
good
one.
Play against Ash from Evil Dead and Gladys and Sam and Max.
Yeah, that was a good game. Night at the something? What was that called?
Night at the Telltale Casino or something like that. That one actually, that one's still around.
I thought it got pulled because of music rights or something.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong. Okay, the one I'm thinking of is Poker Quest. That's that one we always talk about where it's the dice.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I miss that game so much. Like, it just pisses me off. And you can't re-download it. It's not even available. But it just makes me sad because I love that game. Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
The Egyptian
I'm
going to
give
thing.
A just kind of a side recommendation on this. There's a phone app called WinPoker. W-I-N-P-O-K-E-R.
Okay.
No frills. But what it is it's draw poker like you find in the Las Vegas casino. You're not playing for real money. You're playing for fake money. But this actually will coach you and teach you the optimum strategy for draw poker. So, I mean, this probably wouldn't be for you, Scott, because you don't have any plans to like start gambling at this point.
No, not really.
But the person who wants to do better at draw poker in the casinos, if you follow this, you reduce the house edge tremendously because it's like, oh, okay, this is, you know, it's better to go after this straight flush than it would be to keep this pair that's a guarantee, but it's only going to pay
Is this one? This is the one that's worth $10, or the $10 one, right?
It might be. Yeah.
Yeah. Zamzow Software Solutions Video Poker.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Oh yeah, here it is. Win Poker is a video poker trainer for the iPhone. Learn how to correctly play video poker. Use Win Poker to play while you learn. This must be it.
Yeah. Yep, that's it. Zamzow. Yeah, it's really good, and it you can even have this thing sitting next to you while you're playing poker, while you're doing the draw poker machine, and you can analyze a hand so you know. Like you enter in what the cards are, and it'll say, "Oh, well, the best option for you is to do this," mm-hmm. and you'll win 64% of the time versus doing this other way where you'll win 32% of the time or something.
That's fascinating. All right, well, really cool. Who knew you could win and learn at the same time?
Well, you can reduce your losing. Really, is more what it's about. You'll still always lose over time, but you'll lose less over time.
Yeah, you buff out that edge that the house always has.
That's right.
Speaking of buffing out the edge, which Brian is very fond of doing, could you
losing?
Oh yeah. What did you bring today? What do you got there?
Well, so it's no surprise that I'm a big fat guy. People who watch the stream probably know this. People have met me at TMS Vegas or Nerdtacular or any other events know that I'm a little on the plumper side. I don't like the term plump.
You don't like the term plump?
I'm big boned, but there's big meat on those bones.
Plump when you cook them. Yeah, you're a big dude, but I never think of you as I don't look at Brian and go, oh, he's obese. What I see is just like a big hunk of a man.
Right. No, I could stand to lose a few pounds. You know, depending on what I'm wearing, I can wear it well. I can hide it. So a month ago, and I've been very secretive about this, except to a couple people, Scott and Kim know, and Bill and Brittany Duran know. I can't remember who else I might have talked about it too at BlizzCon, but anyway, I have joined Weight Watchers. it is yeah, Monica knows too.
WW, right? That's what they want to.
Yes, right. Yeah. They're called WW now, and they want to get away from that whole stigma that's attached to Weight Watchers, which is good because you think of Weight Watchers and you think of women in sweatpants in the 70s eating $8 biscuits.
Sure. Whoa, that's too much for biscuits.
You look so tired.
Yeah, I am tired, but it's not because of you, I promise.
I know. Yeah. So a month ago I joined, and I'm doing so there's a couple different levels you can do. There's a level where you're just doing the Weight Watchers app, which is why I'm bringing it up now, and then there's another level where you have some more accountability by having to go to a Weight Watchers studio every week and do a weigh-in.
Yeah.
So it's not just you saying, I feel like I weigh about 175 right now.
Ah, no guessing.
You go and you stand on a scale and a lady types it in and you know, and then you walk out of there. You can stick around for meetings. I did a meeting the first week. I could have stuck around today for a meeting. I really did not feel like sticking around for a meeting. So I just went in, did my way in and left.
So what are the meetings normally like? Is it like an AA
meeting? They're very touchy-feely. I mean, they don't touch you, but they're very like, hey, figure out what it is that makes you happy. Does eating that casserole make you happy? No, but does eating that cake make you happy?
Wow.
Think of how happy you'll be if those pants fit better, blah, blah, blah. It's
I would also leave the meeting. I would not be there.
Yes, it's a little too much of that. However, the best thing about it is the app. It's WW Mobile. Now, there are a lot of apps on that you can get. Lose It, for example, which will let you track, will require you to track your food so you can see what you're eating every day. And that is kind of the big difference. At least for me, it's been the big difference. This has a UPC scanner and it's got just about every food you can think of, both fast food, sit down restaurant, quick service meals, as well as stuff you cook at home and stuff you buy on the shelves, etc.
Isn't the main difference though, is that it's pulling from a point system though or something? Like,
that's exactly what I was getting to. Yeah. So the way Weight Watchers works is you get a certain number of points based on how much you weigh, how tall you are, your gender, your age, you know, a few factors. Mm. And me personally, I get 38 points per day. Mm. However, I there was a typo when I entered my weight the very first day I got the app. I entered my weight wrong and I only had 25 points per day to work with. And for that first week, until I figured out that there was a typo, I was actually living on a I'll just say it, 171 pound man's diet.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, yeah, I will, you know, I'll eat that salad for lunch and I'll do this. And then once I figured out the typo and I was like, I moved into 39 points, 38 points. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it felt like I could just pig out.
Yeah. I mean, because so you've got, this is me.
I don't want to turn this, I'm not going to turn this into a big commercial for Weight Watchers because it does cost money. You're paying a monthly service fee or monthly fee to join. But when I started, and I'll just give out some numbers. When I started, I was 271 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And when you guys saw me in BlizzCon, I was 263 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, the trip up to New England where I was eating clam chowder and lobster bisque and all this stuff, I only gained 1 pound from that trip. I gained 1.5 pounds during Anaheim and BlizzCon and food trucks and Disneyland and all that BS.
Mm, yeah, those will add up there.
Yep. Anyway, so 263 when you saw me at BlizzCon, and that's what I weighed a week ago today.
Mm.
Went in for my weigh-in today, and I am down to 255.
See, that's great. That's working, man. That's a working deal.
Totally working.
Yeah.
255.2 to be exact. So I got a little medallion for my, you know, I could put on a necklace, but I could also, I put it on a keychain. It's like, all right, I'm going to look at this all the time and say, hey, I don't need that extra cake, or I don't need an appetizer. I'll just do the meal. And maybe instead of fries, I'll get a side salad, or maybe instead of a bun, I'll get a black bean bun or whatever.
Yeah, that's awesome. I want, makes me think I should try this. And we've
talked
about
it. Officially in 4 weeks of doing this,
yeah.
Let's see, started October 19th. Yes. I've lost 16 pounds.
Jeez.
That's so great. I'll take it. Totally take it.
Of course you'll take it. That's a great thing to take. Yes. Take that, I say.
and for me, it has been the app. It's been the accountability. It's being able to look at my day as like a wallet full of money and say, ooh, I really would like to buy that action figure, but if I save my money, I can buy that CD box set at the end of the day. Or, you know, I really want to have a nice lunch. I'll go ahead and have a crap dinner and a crap breakfast. And by crap, I mean like a really healthy breakfast and dinner. Mm. This is really cool. I mean, it's portion control, but it's also like veggies are 0 points. Fruits are 0 points. Potatoes and avocados don't count. They're 1 or 2 points, but eggs are 0 points. So if you like eggs, if you like vegetables and fruit, then man, it's a really good way of doing it.
So you can just load up on a giant plate of eggs in the morning, and that's totally cool on this diet.
You can. They pick eggs and chicken breast and things like that as your 0 point foods because it's less likely that somebody is going to overeat on those things.
Yeah, they're not going to binge on it.
You can. You can pound down 5 eggs, but you're not, by the way, you're not having anything with those eggs. No cheese, no bacon, no nothing, no toast.
Yeah.
Bread has been the toughest. Oh. Bread has been the toughest thing for me to give up.
It's always bread, man. Always
totally bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can give up soda. I can give up refined sugar. No problem. We've been doing turkey bacon. Love turkey bacon. It's only 1 point. Picked up whole wheat bread slices. 1 point per slice. I can live with that.
Yeah.
But like having a burger. So Puzzle Pint the other night, basically I did like eggs and veggies for lunch, breakfast and lunch. But then Puzzle Pint, we went to this place that has really good burgers.
Yeah.
And what I did is I had a black bean and quinoa patty instead of a meat patty. And then lettuce, tomato, and then I had fries. It's like, you know what? All right, I'll compromise. I'll do this so that I can have some fries.
Yeah. I like the trade thing, and you still lost weight.
Still lost weight.
All right. So. Looks like Brian's on the track, man.
Let's hope. And I didn't want to – the reason I've been doing this for a month and not talking about on TMS is because I wanted to hold myself accountable before the tadpole held me accountable.
Sure.
I know you guys will. Be like, hey, Brian, oh, what's this? I see a photo of you eating a candy bar in the background here. Or I watched your live stream of Twitch. Was that a bowl of Raisinets you were munching on?
Yeah. Well, it's something I got to think about. As of November 2016, I was at prime weight. I was right where I felt good. It's where the doctor said I should be. I was right around 189, 190. It was great. And then... for a guy 6'4", that's about where you want to be.
Yeah.
And then right. I'm not saying it's the fault of anything. I'm just saying there was an uptick in how much I was eating. And let's call it stress eating a little bit.
Yeah. No, we know. We know it's the Trump 40.
And so by the end of the next year, you know, a year later, I was way off my number. And now I got to get back. So maybe this is how I'll do it. I'll think about it. And you say, that the app's free. You just have to sign up for the service, right?
Right, exactly. I think it's, if you just do the app, I want to say it's $25 a month, which is nothing. If you want to have the accountability of having to go in and do weigh-ins, whether or not you do the meetings, the weigh-ins for me are key. Then I think it's an extra 15 a month. So it's 40 a month.
It's not bad.
But you get like recipes and discounts. They have food, you know, like, you know, we do talk about the snacks. I did pick up this thing of rich toffee flavored bars. So 6 bars of these rich toffee little chocolate bars. Mm-hmm. And these are, what are these? They are 3 points each. And this cost me $2.
Oh.
So it's
$2. It's nothing.
I bought
cheaper songs on iTunes or wherever.
Exactly. Yes.
Back when I was doing that. All right. Well, excellent stuff. That, of course, is our app recommendations. And once again, mine is Poker World. Brian's is WW or Weight Watchers.
WW, right.
They sure picked the two worst repeating
it
letters.
It really is. Yeah. So if you want that website, by the way, it's www.ww.
So annoying to me. Yeah. All right. Hey, it's time for this right here. Hold on a minute. There it is.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
It feels like that guy's just going to be energy secretary till the end. You always hear about forever. all these people getting fired.
I know. He's completely dodged the Trump axe. He stayed out of the limelight. Mm-hmm. Is the problem.
He stayed nice and quiet over there. But I don't know if that's good for our energy stuff in this country or not. But anyway, whatever. Here is... what am I doing here? Here is the deal. Laundry Scent. Oh, these are, by the way, hashtag AskTMS. That's where we get these. And we got one here from Laundry Scent who says, have you listened to the Lexicon Valley podcast with John McWhorter? No. Hmm. I don't know what that is.
No.
Is that good? Lexicon Valley.
I have no idea.
No idea what that is. I'll have to go check it out, though. I'll always look into these things. You guys make recommendations. Joseph Climber? Says, what's the best fast food deal you can remember, old or new?
F you.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Right after
the
this.
The best fast food deal?
Yeah, deal.
Oh, I'll tell you exactly. Would you like to know exactly what it is? Yeah. I'll tell you.
All right.
It's the Taco Bell $5 craving.
Oh, I was going to do the same thing. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Because it is the best deal. I mean, it still is probably a burrito, a taco, nachos and cinnamon crisps and a drink for $5.
It's ridiculous.
It's such
a cheap deal. That is absolutely actually Taco Bell's always the cheap thing no matter what when I'm going somewhere cheap.
Yeah, totally is.
How are you on tortillas? Are those big points on your thing?
Yes, but you can get low carb tortillas. They're more like whole wheat wraps and
Well, you can get them. You got to make your own, right? Can't get those at Taco Smell.
No. Exactly. But if you do Taco Bell, because I'll be completely 100% honest, I had Taco Bell for lunch. Do the get a Crunchwrap Supreme or a Burrito Supreme, substitute chicken for the beef and get it fresco style, which takes out the sour cream and the cheese. And you know what? It's damn good.
That sounds
just
all right.
As good.
Yeah, that sounds and it
was,
all right.
It was 9 points. I'll pay 9 points. I'll give, you know, a quarter of my daily points for Burrito Supreme. Hell yeah.
What else we got here? How about this one? If you could be any... This is from Grand Nagus Talia. If you could be any Star Trek race, what would it be?
Ooh. The Grand Nagus.
Yeah.
I would not be a Ferengi.
No, I wouldn't either.
Let's see. You know, I'd be the shapeshifter thing that Famke Janssen was.
Oh, no,
she wasn't a shapeshifter. She was a...
She would become the kind of the perfect mate for whoever.
Yeah, I don't think I want that.
Yeah,
but there was a shapeshifter race that I kind of liked.
Man, it's not Odo, right? You don't like the way he shapes. At night, he's in a bucket like pee.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there's too many negative trade-offs for Odo. Holy cow!
I agree. You got to look weird and ugly. You're just cranky and pissy, and you stay in a bucket when you sleep. It's not.
Yeah, good. Everybody in Star Trek has got their big deep-seated problems. I think I'd stick with human. I mean, the Bajorans and their whole like revolution, years of oppression, and all that crap. I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want the whole Klingon lifestyle. Would kind of suck.
No, everyone's without honor if you do that.
Yeah.
For me, it's probably human too. I don't think I don't want to be. I want to be just the humans. That's what I want.
I guess the Q was a race. Were they considered a race?
Yeah, but they only took on human form so they could communicate and pick on humans. So
it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I'd be if being a member of the Q continuum or whatever they were is a race, then I would totally take being a Q.
Was it continuum? Yeah, Q continuum. That's right.
Yeah.
I could be a Q, sure. Yeah, you come in and troll everybody all the time. They're awesome.
Exactly. Out of boredom.
Right.
Well, the biggest problem he had was he got bored. Well, okay, I can live with that.
Yeah.
Much better than being a slave for years like a freed Bajoran.
Exactly. In continuing science fiction questioning, we got this one from Neil Patel, longtime listener. Great guy.
Oh, Neil Patel, yep.
Just watched the Star Wars holiday special for the very first time. How do I remove it from my brain? I'm sorry, you actually can't. It's not.
Yeah, that song, that Princess Leia song, is going to be stuck in your head forever. And the sight of Bea Arthur, oh my God, the whole thing. Jeez.
Yeah, and Harvey Korman doing the.
Are we going to watch that thing for Film Sack for Christmas?
I hope so. We never do, but we should. I don't know why we haven't in the past. This is the year. Why don't we do it this year? This would be a great year for it.
We'll do it this year.
We have no Star Trek or Star Wars movie this season. Let's fill in that gap with a Film Sack about the holiday special. And then, Neil, you can hear us talk about it all over again.
Yeah.
The Bantha Rump. Let's see. Here's this one. Pumpkin Spice Chuck says, howdy, boys. I make tombstones for our Halloween display, and I'd like to make one in honor of Stan Lee. Besides Excelsior, what would be a good epitaph to include?
So I would say, was always a true believer.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Like, you got to go with one of his... Nuff said. Oh, Nuff said. Why would you do anything but that? Nuff said.
Did he say that a lot? Is that a him thing? I didn't know that.
That was totally a Stan Lee thing. As a matter of fact, he said that in one of the Spider-Man movies. That was his, I think Spider-Man 3. Yeah, Peter Parker bumps into him in Times Square. And he says, yeah, it looks like one person can make a lot of difference. Anyway, Nuff said.
Nuff said.
And he walks away.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that. That Nuff Said thing was news to me.
You silly person.
Clearly don't know what's up. Clarky D.
Yep.
Says, you've decided to prank a friend by changing their lock screen on their phone to porn. What do you type into Google to get your image? What would you tell
them? Oh, jeez.
It's got to be something good.
If I'm going to do this, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to make them have to, I guess you don't unlock your phone anymore by drawing, like swiping the thing across.
Mm-mm.
That's too bad.
Yeah, because you could do some stuff there.
You could do some stuff there.
Yeah.
You know what I type? I type Goatsy. There you go.
All right, Goatsy. I'm going to type, actually, we're in the same ballpark. I'm going to type severe anal prolapse.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Really, really freak him out. Just imagine that. Oh, my gosh.
When the Fox says e261.net is the site you go to for prank porn. There's really such a thing as prank porn.
Well, I don't want to go there.
Hold on. I'm going to open a private window.
Hold on. What's it called? What did you say it was called?
It's e261.net.
This
is probably like...
e261.net.
You know what? And I bet it is. It's probably like going to be Goatsy or something.
It's going to make sound, isn't it?
I'm hovering over the close button.
I am too. Oh, I get nothing.
I have a search field.
It's not letting me type in it, though.
Nope.
Yeah, I got the same thing as you. 2018 sponsored listings.
I bet when I try to close it, something's going to happen. Nope. All right.
You know what it is? I think that's it's because of our ad blocker or something.
He just corrected. It's e621.net.
Oh, okay.
This is
621.net. It's a pretty obscure thing.
Believe we're falling for this garbage.
E or three? E.
E. E.
Okay. I put a six for some reason.
Again, hovering over the.
Oh, wait. I changed it to E.
I've got a big peacock.
I have a Pokemon looking thing.
You don't have a big peacock?
I can show the chat room. Look, I got this login, post, comments, tags, wiki, and then some kind of, looks like a Pokemon dragon or something. Well, this is all a bad idea.
Isn't it? I know. Leninid is like, congrats, you've been hacked. Reformat your drives.
Great.
You know, that's why I opened up in a private window. No connection.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. I don't know what that was, but I didn't click anything.
Yeah.
Let's do one more here from, let's see. Burr, 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 burr. would you, what do you say?
Yeah, we show title now, I've got a big peacock.
Ah,
there
you go.
That's probably.
Nailed it.
It's about right.
All right, here's one for you. This is a great question. This one for our time. Tanner Goodman from Salem says...
from Salem. His name is Salem.
Oh, you're right, Salem.
Screen name is Salem.
Yeah, it says Tanner Goodman, a.k.a. Salem. Would you rather be a camel or a hippo, and why?
Oh,
or geez. A hippo, not and a hippo. So camel or hippo, Brian, and why?
I would go hippo because... you know, you cool off, you go in the water. Camels feel like they're just pretty much always stuck out in the heat, and they're kind of dicks.
Yeah.
Hippos can be dicks, but they're the underappreciated monsters of the jungle.
They'll stay out of your lane. If you leave them alone, they won't bug you. But the minute you bug a hippo, he's like, nope, it's my territory, and he'll go after you. But
yeah, exactly.
But camels are always
spit
jerks.
All over you, and they're,
They're dicks. Camels are dicks.
I'm trying to decide. Are camels bigger dicks than geese?
Oh, no. Geese
win. No, geese are bigger dicks than camels. But
yeah. At the very least, camels can be transportation for man, right? Yeah. I can't ride a giant goose as much as I'd like to.
Right.
I mean, who doesn't want to ride a giant goose?
Right.
You're lying if you say you don't. By the way, I found this McWhorter thing. It's one of those Slate podcasts, which I quite like their lineup of shows. So I'm going to check out Lexicon Valley.
Cool.
Like, listen to some of the stuff they do. For example, what was the first language? How far back can we trace with any accuracy the spoken word?
That's cool.
Or
so it's like a listen to one episode, learn something, move on to the next episode kind of thing, right?
Yeah. How about this one?
I dig stuff like that.
Why do Southerners talk like that? Dissecting the distinct features that make us
lack
what? Southern speech or habits. It's kind of languagey stuff, but I'm into it. That sounds great. I'm going to listen to it now. Thanks for the recommendation. Well done. That's it for questions. Ask TMS is the hashtag to use during the week, or you can use them on Fridays when we usually get to all of them right here on the PM edition of the show, which was brought to you by your support, continued support over at patreon.com/TMS. Without it, there is no fifth episode a week. And honestly, there's probably no show at all. So the fact that you guys are supporting us in such a way is huge, and we need it, and it makes a huge difference. So thank you for that, and we're happy to be here for you today to bring you this fine episode and many more. If you would like to find out more about the show, get in contact with us, email us, find us on Twitter, all that stuff. You can find it over at frogpants.com/TMS. All right, Brian.
That's right.
You want to leave with a song?
Let's leave with a song. By the way, if you contribute to Patreon and help support us, number one, you won't feel guilty about getting all this great content that we give you for free.
Yeah.
Number two, if we miss a day, you can bitch about us online and we'll respect your response. We'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, they're a Patreon supporter. Oh, I feel bad that we're missing a day.
But if you're free hotel room, no.
I wasn't going to name any names. That
I'll
was
throw horrible. It out there. I don't mind. Guy's never spent a dime on anything. Yet he's got all the opinions, so screw that guy. Anyway.
Anyway, let's get to a request. This one goes out to Monica, who is in the chat room. Wicked Kitten 13 says, hey, Sniffles and Boogers. Couldn't be more appropriate today.
No kidding.
It's been a very humbling year. I've gotten to podcast with some awesome people. I became a Twitch affiliate, and BlizzCon was amazing. It was almost amazing, Monica, because you didn't get to hang out with me.
Yeah.
That's
she had to spend time with me. Ugh.
Right, exactly. But mostly it's been a year of hard work trying to build the life I want. This next year I plan to take the world in my hands and give it a shake.
Woo.
Shaking world syndrome is no joke, people. Could you please play Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Love Cannon? Of course I can. And happy birthday. I guess it was yesterday. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You didn't put that in your main part.
Mm.
So I had to do some looking around and find that. So Everybody Wants to Shake the World. here it is. It is the band Love Cannon. These guys are great. And they, what they do one thing and they do it extremely well. From their Greatest Hits Volume 2, here's a little secret. Every album they've ever released has been called Greatest Hits. Greatest Hits Volume 2, here's Love Cannon, and Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
I love that. Is that true? They did that with every album. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah,
they've only released 3 albums, and they've all been Greatest Hits 1, 2, and 3.
Wow, that's great. All right. Well, happy birthday, Monica. We think you're great, and this song is for you. And we'll be back on Monday with a whole new week of shows, barring Thanksgiving. But then we'll make up for it on Friday. Brian and I are going to do a TMS probably later in the day. Yes. We haven't figured that out yet, but we'll do something during this cover-thon, and that is the tradition each year, and so we'll do that again.
Correct. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Check out a new film sack this weekend, and there will be Dungeons. Should happen tomorrow unless I am completely under the table, dead, sick, but I think I'm getting better enough for that, so should be okay tomorrow. I guess that's it. Here's your song. We'll see you then.
When they do, I'll be right behind you. So glad we
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
He's going into the shitter.